My name is Dawn Matthews. I'm a part of the Orchard family, so we own the property right next door. I live in Walworth County. I don't know if you need my direct address.
We'd like it for the record.
Okay, it's W6212, U.S. Highway 12, Whitewater, Wisconsin, 53190. I just have some comments about, I'm sorry if I don't know his name, but what he was just talking about. You mentioned what the applicant, that the applicant is missing a lot of his application. Some of the parts are, okay, some of the parts are missing. I don't know how you could, as a council, as a commission, you could act on anything tonight if the application isn't complete. I don't know why you wouldn't require that the application isn't complete when it's set for a hearing tonight. Everybody knows that. It's on the books. If you're talking about a 90-day time frame that they have to have their information in or whatever, I didn't understand exactly what you were saying about the 90 days. But they have deadlines, just like we all have deadlines, and they have not met their deadline, as far as I'm concerned, if the application isn't complete by tonight. When you have to act on it, I don't know how you could act on it if you don't have a complete application. I'm a member of the Planning and Zoning Commission out where I live, in the township that I live in, and if we had somebody come, we didn't have a complete application, that means we don't have all the information that we need to act. There'd be no way that we would act on it. And if they haven't met their 90-day time frame or whatever it is, and I understand you have some, your hands are tied in many of the aspects of this application. I totally get that. We're fighting an uphill battle as far as I'm concerned as a family. But you as a commission, I don't know how you can act on something if you don't have all the information, if the application is not complete. Everybody that comes to this commission, I'm sure, has to jump through the hoops and pay the fees and do the right thing and get everything and have a complete application. That's how we do it where I live. And if you don't have a complete application, I don't know how you can make an informed decision on everything and go through with it. Thank you.
Yeah, don't raise your hand. Just get up there.
Good evening. My name is Richard Rogers. Address is M70W7292 Bridge Road, Cedarburg, Wisconsin. I'm the agent for U.S. Cellular, and I'd like to address a couple of concerns this young lady had, as well as Joel mentioned. I'd like to go back, I guess it's over a year now, when I initially made the application over in the northeast corner of Andy's property. And after everything was done, site plans completed, just about a lot of expense to U.S. Cellular, Mr. Fuchs, who was the head planner at that time, said, well, I forgot to tell you, the setback is not, whatever it was at the time, I don't recall, 72 feet, but there's a proposed widening of 51st Street. So you'll have to move the whole site, I think it was like 30 or 40 feet at that time. Well, by moving the site 30 or 40 feet, Andy's, I think it's vacuum cleaner, et cetera, that concrete thing just to the north of his building would have to be totally relocated. So rather than to do that, to make the property owner happy, he did not want us to go in the northwest corner, but we finally agreed to. So then we reapplied in the northwest corner. Now, Joel, I'm not sure, but the missing information, which was propagation maps and the distance between the existing towers in the area and this particular proposal, was given, sent to Gail yesterday. The reason I say that is since I initially applied for this, I've been through exactly three head planners, from Nick Fuchs originally to Orrin Sumwalt and to Ben Kohalt, who... We got an email saying that this was missing on Tuesday evening about 4:30. I got the information in to Gail yesterday. Now, this information was not requested prior to that time. So I'm just saying that through no fault of our own, we've been delayed almost 4 months already on this proposal. because of the initial move and then going through different planners. Everybody requested something different, and I got it to them as soon as it was requested. And what Joel said, we will comply with all of the recommendations that the Plan Commission has. I know over in Rawson Avenue, we wanted, I think, a wooden fence, arborvitaes to screen it, et cetera. We will meet those conditions. But as far as delaying it because we were at fault, let's go back about a year and go. I'm not saying you have any control over who works in the Plan Commission, but every other day I get a notice that I'm no longer going to be here as of June 5th. Well, today is June 6th, and that's the person I was dealing with. Thank you.
Anyone else?
Hi, I'm Gina Goodwin with Burke Properties. I'm here on behalf of Franklin Square LLC, who we own parcels of land to the west as well as to the north of this proposed site. And I guess understanding your, like, the state law that would prevent you from saying no under most circumstances, I would just like to say that we own land right now in Muskego that we build condominiums on. And this is obviously all residential around this area, and our vacant lots are also residential. And the land that we own in Muskego right now has an ATC tower, which is different than a cellular tower, but for the average person who perceives a tower that has any sort of, you know, radiation or RF coming from it, it's kind of scary for people, and it is actually, it's been very challenging for us to sell some of those lots that are surrounding that tower, which for the current residences, you know, we were obviously involved in Woodland Trails, that would also be a little bit scary, but for land that was already zoned and proposed as residential, I just think it's going to be quite a challenge to get any sort of residence, whether it's multifamily, single family, to build around this tower. So Franklin has a lot of business parks. I don't know all of the details, and I would not stand here before you and try to recommend another location. It just seems like it's a little bit perplexing that this would be the location. So, thank you.
So I'm just going to respond to you on one thing. I agree with, I suppose, everything you said. But I urge you and the Burke Properties folks and everybody else in the audience, coming and talking to us is, frankly, pretty much a waste of your time. The people that you've got to address is the state legislators and the FCC, who respond to the Congress. The FCC started this. And then our state legislators decided, wasn't strong enough, didn't put enough advantage to the cell providers. We're going to take all of the rights away from the cities. So we appreciate you all being here tonight. We agree with all of you. We don't have anything to say about it, or very little. I'm just telling you the honest to God truth. And our state legislature continues to do this to us. So next time the election comes around, remember that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sorry, I'm a little political, but that's the way I am.
Wow, I'm bummed out now with my speech.
Don't be
Steve Gyro, 4604 West Thorncrest Drive. I'm opposed to it, like what all the folks said and such, but I am a beekeeper, and when I choose an apiary, I avoid cell tower areas because maybe the fellow here can tell me if it's going to interfere with their tiny little brains, my tiny little brain too, because I'm working out there in the bee yard. So that's all I have. Maybe it's a spotted owl thing. Maybe I don't know if that's an edge. Mr. Wesolowski might know.
So, Steve, you're going to get together with the city engineer. He's a beekeeper.
I know.
Too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We know each other. Yeah. Yeah.
See, small world.
Sure.
Thanks, Steve. Good to see you.
Thank you.
Anyone else?
I'd just like to.
Mr. Orchard, please.
I'd just like to respond to. I realize you're.
What? Come up to the mic. Use the mic.
Huh?
Wi-Fi. Get friendly with the mic.
Get closer.
Hello?
Yeah. Far from the field.
Oh, I guess my argument. I know your hands are tied regarding those issues, but this statement right here, it says that it will not have an undue adverse impact upon adjoining property. I don't care what the FCC and all that regulations is. You state it right here, and it's going to have an undue. Your words. Undue means unwarranted. Adverse means harmful. Impact. I mean, it's going to have an undue adverse impact. It's going to. So that's against the requirements that you wrote in your resolution. I'm not getting angry, but it's true. It's against the requirements here. So I guess that's why I asked, you know, stand up a little bit here and just don't bow down to these FCC requirements. And I guess you have to stand up for the citizens, you know, the neighboring. You're all. I mean, you can't be all on Andy's side here. It says right here, doesn't have an undue adverse impact. Well, it's going to have an undue impact. So you can't pass the resolution. Thank you.
Daryl Borchard, 27339 Middlemar Court, Wind Lake, Wisconsin. My father owned that land next to Andy's. I would say since I was probably 10 years old, that would be probably in excess of 50 years. He paid taxes to the city of Franklin for 50 years or in excess of 50 years. And now all those tax dollars that he paid, really, you know, it was just wasted money, because he was hoping for our family that we would get something out of this land, and now it's going to be pretty worthless after the cell phone tower is constructed. And I think Steve Garrow also, his family to the west of ours, is the same thing. That was a family property, and you know, Steve, his property, I think, is going to decrease also. It's just something that should be brought up. I thank you for your time.
Thank you very much, Mr. Borchard. See Mr. Borchard left. Anyone else? Okay. Seeing no one else rise, I'll close the public hearing portion of this. Mr. Dito, we do have some issues that we need to address. I have not seen the coverage maps. I do have the ability to read them. Frankly, I agree with the comments that the coverage maps may indicate that they may be better suited to be on a tower in the industrial park on Airways Avenue, which is less than a half a mile away. So I would like to see those coverage maps, and I would like the resolution to be contingent on those maps.
Well, that was my question. Is there any reason why they can't use the existing tower that's really nothing more than a strong bottle rocket away from this site?
Mr. City Attorney.
There's an affidavit to that point in the agenda package.
Joel, on the 90 days, and I do, I agree with a lot of things that the folks said here, but I'm going to agree with the mayor. You can talk to us till you're blue in the face about what we can do. Our hands are tied. I think you put it very clearly to talk to the legislature about giving us some freedom to have a little more say on this. But if we do not meet the deadline or maybe this is the city attorney, if we do not act on this today, what would be the consequences? If I heard that right, we have just a few days left to act on this. Or is that incorrect?
It's incorrect. They submitted way back in October of last year, and we had 90 days to review. And again, I want to quote this section. Now this is straight from the Wisconsin Legislative Council Information Memorandum on the budget bill that passed all these requirements back in 2015, 2015. The quote is, if the political subdivision fails to comply with these requirements by the 90-day deadline, the application is considered approved, except that the political subdivision and the applicant may agree to extend the deadline. So they've already agreed to extend the deadline to today.
Cool. So basically, we have to act where it's approved.
Yep.
That's what I was trying to point out. So we don't act, it's going to be approved. They've already extended it for us. Yep. So we're beyond that now.
We could add additional conditions if they agreed to do them. Part of that information, the applicant has mentioned that the current conditions he is agreeing to do. If he did send us that information to Gail yesterday, she's only a day or two behind looking at emails and phone calls. I'm weeks behind, so I'm never going to holler at her. So she very well might have that information, but if we just got it yesterday, she's not with that again. So I don't have a copy of it either. But we could add it as a condition if the applicant agrees.
So I have the affidavit in front of me, and my colleagues will probably testify to the fact that I'm a born skeptic and I read things critically. I read this affidavit, and section 5 of the affidavit says U.S. Cellular has coverage and system capacity problems in the subject area. Yeah, okay, I'll agree to that. It needs to build a tower. I don't necessarily agree with that. To provide enhanced coverage and significantly more capacity to maintain a viable and properly functioning network. I'm okay with that. There are no existing towers or structures in the area that USCOC can co-locate in. There's a monopole tower approximately a half mile southwest, that's the one on Airways Drive, of the proposed location, and this tower was evaluated by US Cellular. This tower is at its maximum capacity and does not have enough loading to accommodate U.S. Cellular. Okay. There are no other tall structures in the area that could accommodate U.S. Cellular's equipment. Consequently, a new tower must be built to address U.S. Cellular's engineering needs. I agree with that. It doesn't need to be in this spot. It could be co-located with the other tower on Airways Avenue. Then you wouldn't have a problem in the world. Crystal clear to me, this affidavit doesn't tell me that it has to be in that spot. It says you need one. I agree with that, but it doesn't say it has to be in this spot based on sound engineering practices. We couldn't evaluate that because we never got the drawings. Mr. City Engineer and Mr. Alderman Dandrea.
A couple of things. First of all, I'd like to remind the commission that we just expanded the site around Airways Avenue to allow for additional equipment to go in there. Expanding the fencing, and there's probably room we can expand again if we need to, like say, add another tower. One thing that I guess one of my questions, there is a, I want to call it a driveway, and that's being very generous. You can see it on the aerial right there to the west of the facility. That's gravel and mostly mud. Is that parking lot ever gone through the city approvals? I could not find evidence of it.
Yes, I took a quick look through the files today, but I know staff and I have discussed this. We are not aware of any approvals for any of that truck parking or having a informal parking lot out there.
I will say that, again, I was being very generous with the term parking lot. There's some gravel laid down. It's not in any kind of orderly fashion. There's a lot of mud. I mean, right now it's got a lot of ruts in it. In addition, it looked like there's some overnight storage of a semi-truck trailer, also a big box trailer was there, a Bobcat, and employee parking was there. So as we've done with other applicants, you know, we've scolded applicants that are doing those sorts of activities without permission. Have they, I guess, has that ever been permitted on this site? Mr. Deep?
Again, no. A quick review, I wasn't able to check all our files. I checked all the electronic files. I wasn't able to check the paper files. We don't have any approvals that I could find. I believe we've received informal complaints in the past about this, but we've never received a formal complaint.
I would say part of this application needs to include fixing that up the way it should be. If it's going to be used as a parking lot, then it needs to comply with all of our stormwater standards. We have the new MSD rules that's going to require green infrastructure, whole host of things. As I understand, we can't deny the application based on those issues, but like you said, we could act on a formal complaint, correct?
Yes.
Well, I think that's very probable.
I was going to cover that one.
So, let the city engineers request we add condition 21.
At number 12, any improved areas outside the fenced in area shall be paved.
If trucks park there, it's a truck stop.
Within the realm of the
Glenn and I briefly talked about it before the meeting when he brought this up. I don't think we can add this as a condition on the cell tower. Could we add a separate condition in this resolution on the owner of the property? That would be my question.
The owner is part applicant.
We have to look at it, maybe it's subject to staff.
For those of you in the audience, I'm going to give you a little warning. This is the tip of the iceberg. New technology coming out, a little late to Milwaukee, but it's coming out. It's called 5G. 5G doesn't relate to any frequency or anything like that. It's a marketing term, stands for fifth generation. Extremely low power cellular and data antennas. They will be placing these without restrictions everywhere. They are very short-range transmitters and receivers. They're going to put them in right-of-ways, on telephone poles, on poles that they choose to mount, and we don't have anything to say about it. So get ready. This one's bad. Those are going to be worse. And as we know, the cell providers, they don't care. Neither does the legislature. Our hand is forced. Is there a motion to recommend approval of a resolution conditionally approving a two-lot Turn the page. Is there a motion to recommend approval of a resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for the approval of a special use to allow for installation of a 125-foot telecommunications tower monopole at Andy's gas station property located at 5120 West Ryan Road, bearing tax key 882-9999-002, subject to addition to condition number 12, adding the words or return to turf at the end, or return the area to turf. And this is all subject to corrections by staff.
Corrections
and minor changes. Mr. Deal.
For that correction to number 12, the addition to condition number 12, do we have to say that that correction is specific to the property owner and not the applicant? Because it's outside their cell tower lease area?
Legislators, you guys keep voting them in. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Your motion to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.